When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's now time for Red's review for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine Boat Insurance. And we're chatting about the dredge bar this morning.
Yeah, it's a very important item for when chasing things like kingfish and marlin, a reactive species, to cut to a little bit of few shiny things, Patrick.
What is it?
So what it is basically imitating a school of bait. So it looks like a big pack of slimy mackerel at the back of the boat. Yep. And you got that attached to, I guess, looks like a heap of coat hangers, I guess, hanging. And then all the legs of the shiny stuff hang off it. And then you run your weight. So for me, I'm running knife jigs on the front of mine. So two heavy knife jigs, like 300 gram maybe. So maybe they're just shy of a kilo maybe of holding the dredge bar just under the water's surface.
Is this bad that I've never actually... I'm actually looking at it now.
Yep.
Why have I not heard of one?
You should have. I've done it on the show a couple of times over the years.
I can see it now.
Dredge bar.
Dredge bar, gotcha.
You know, people at home are on radio, Patrick. But...
Well, I had to look it up.
You know, well, there is so many different ways. Well,
you said you've got a good one. You've got something good to review. So yeah. I sort of just left it with you this morning. Well, and then when you mention it, I'm like, hang on, I think I've lost what we're talking about.
Well, there's
to look it up.
There's a few different ways to use these items. Now, some people will have their teasers,
yes,
which is their dredge. They might have them off an electric reel so they hit a button and that comes into the tip of the rod and they don't have to do anything.
Yep.
Or they might have them attached to the outriggers, or they might have them on a dredge bar. Basically, when you hook a fish, you need to get this out of the water as quick as possible, because if it goes into your prop, it's not going to end well.
No.
But they catch you a hell of a lot of fish. So running between 15 meters, give or take, on the back of your boat, and you have your first live bait, for instance, or skip bait sitting behind that, and that's what the fish will come up, see those colours, and they'll hopefully eat it. And same as for kingfish too. They work extremely well for kingfish. Kingfish love all the shiny bits, and this is one of those things. So...
What about the dredge? I know I'm a little off topic here. The dredge boom.
What's the dredge boom, Patrick? You know, is that the one with the reel on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's sort of what I was just talking about.
Reels, yep, so to these things.
Well, so the reason that you attach a reel onto it is just so you can crank it up to the boat.
Yes. So, and its primary focus is literally just to do that thing.
Yeah. So for me, I have a rope and I just pull it like, and it has like basically a cleat on the back of the dredge bar, and you just tie it off there and you can pull it in by the rope and you can just hang it over the water's edge when you're fighting the fish.
But you're obviously not putting like hooks and stuff.
No, just pure attractant or a teaser bar, we should say.
Yes.
It's a bit of a teaser.
Yeah.
So extremely valuable to have. I don't think anyone chasing marlin that sort of knows what they're doing wouldn't go out without one.
Do I sound a bit like a novice when I'm like,
well, you haven't really done the marlin before, Patrick, so I like it. Tell me what prices you got there for me. You got any prices for me?
Well, the dredge boom, Wellsie's tackle, I've got them for $3.29.
Yep.
Otto's tackle, have them for $2.49.
Yep.
And then Hook'em have an extendable one for $2.65.
So basically between $200 and $300 bucks, you're going to be able to get yourself a bar, and then I don't know
colourful
bits.
What do you call the cross thing?
So that's the coat hanger bit that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So that has all the legs on it. That usually comes with the legs.
$69.
And I don't reckon that's come with the legs.
No, it's not.
Okay, with the legs, I reckon each leg's about $11 each.
Okay.
And I reckon on each one there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I reckon you're looking at 16 legs.
Yeah, right.
12 to 16 legs, depending on what size you get.
Yeah, okay. And as I just sit here, because it's just a well-oiled machine that Real Adventures is, fishingstation.com.au have the whole setup for $234.
The whole setup?
Yep. Well, the coat
hanger. Oh, without the bar. Yeah, $234 without the bar.
So you're looking at $600.
Yeah, I was going to say between $500 and $600 bucks in total. That's what I reckon I paid for
it. And it's a must.
Yes. I reckon that's exactly what I paid for it, about $500, $600. I bought mine years ago.
There you go. Red's review.
There you go.
All for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine.